We all can be grateful that there are people among us who take on the seemingly thankless jobs working with people who are, in one way or another, at risk. The people who give their time to Maui Youth and Family Services are dedicated to the notion that all of us deserve a chance to live up to our full potential, even if serious behavioral issues stand in the way. The work takes patience and dedication and is being honored tonight with a concert and the showing of a Maui-made documentary about a foster home facility for at-risk teens. Frances Duberstein is the development coordinator for Maui Youth and Family Services. She's on the line from Maui. Good morning, Frances.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Pretty good. You work with the kind of, about the 12 to 18 age group in large part?
Most of our youth are in the 12 to 18 age group, but we do have kids that are a little bit younger than that, maybe like 9 or 10, but predominantly, yes, that 12 to 18 age group.
What's important about reaching kids during those years of their lives?
Sure. Well, we take a two-way approach. We have prevention programs, first off, that are for middle schoolers, both in school and after school, and that the goal with the prevention programs is to help them create friendships in a safe environment and learn about the dangers of drugs so that later when they are presented with these opportunities, they already have these strong friendships and they already have other interests that will hopefully lead them away from drugs or alcohol. But what we also do is kind of, it's called our intervention programs, and these are for kids that have been identified as having issues. You talked about behavioral before. It could be issues related to drugs or alcohol or mental health or just general coping issues. And so with those programs, we have actually substance abuse treatment outpatient for teenagers, as well as emergency shelters and therapeutic foster care. And we have a program called the Independent Living Program. And this is for youth who are aging out of foster care, helping them with finding a place to live, getting health care, developing and achieving academic and professional goals. So we really want to provide that base of support that a lot of kids who might have drug and alcohol issues usually don't have. They don't have a solid home family environment to lean back on, so we want to make sure that they do have some sort of support system.
Well, Frances, when you talk about the prevention programs building networks of friendships, in a way what you're doing is you're shoring them up for the future, in the sense that a lot of times drug and alcohol issues are to fill a gap of some kind. Is that?
Exactly.
That has been your observation.
Well, I think from talking with our clinical staff who works with the youth, that oftentimes the kids who are getting involved in these activities, they don't have a way. They're bored a lot of the times, and they don't know what to do to keep themselves entertained, and they might not have a very stable home environment. And so using the drugs or alcohol is an escape for them. It's something fun. And we just want to make sure they know that there's other ways that they can have fun. And even if they don't have that support system at home, there is a community out there that does care about them, cares about what happens to them. And I think that if they know that, they're less likely to engage in the unhealthy activities.
It really helps to understand that people go toward drugs or substance abuse for a reason, yeah?
Absolutely. Yes, that's... Maui Youth and Family Services is a part of an umbrella agency with two other organizations, Aloha House and Malama Family Recovery Center. And those agencies focus on adults. And absolutely, there is always some reason linked to drug or alcohol use. And so with all three agencies, we want to try and figure out what those underlying issues are. Because then in the long term, if those issues reemerge, then the people we work with hopefully will better know how to deal with them without resorting to their old habits.
Because if the drugs are there in a person's life as a substitute for something, mm-hmm. if you give them the thing that they're substituting for, then they don't need it, right?
I think that that's pretty much how our, I don't work with the clients one-on-one, and I don't have a background in substance abuse counseling, but I think that from talking to former clients that I've talked to, a lot of them have said, you know, I gave up hope that life could be any different. I gave up hope of a future. So when you lose that hope, then if you're hurting yourself through drugs or alcohol, it doesn't matter because you don't think that life's going to get better anyway. So if we let them know that life can get better and they can feel better and they can have a support system around them, then it gives them a reason to not resort to the drugs or alcohol.
It's so many people find out the hard way that it's a blind alley. It's a shame, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, Frances, I appreciate the work you do, and I thank you for taking the time to talk with us this morning.
Sure. Well, thank you. And I just wanted to do a quick correction. Short Term 12 is not a documentary. It's actually a narrative feature.
Sorry, you're right.
Yeah, it's based on true life events, but it's not. It's not a documentary. So it really takes a subject matter that's pretty difficult, the idea of homeless teens who have no place to go, and turns into a very entertaining, funny, and dramatic film.
You're right. Thanks for that, Frances.
Certainly. Well, thank you.
Frances Duberstein is the development coordinator for Maui Youth and Family Services, hosting a concert by Steve Zawala and a showing of Short Term 12 tonight. You can find out more at hpr2.org.